BFM 89.9, you tune in to Track by Track. And a bit of a curveball this week. We're going to be diving deep into one of the, I would say, iconic Mandopop releases over the last two decades, right?
Some would say the new younger Heavenly King.
Yes, myself, Darren, and Ofnio, this week we're going to be diving deep into November Chopin by Jay Chou. Of course, Jay Chou, one of the biggest names in Mandopop over the past few decades. And he's kind of a pioneer, right, of blending musical styles from the East and West. He has sold more than 30 million records, giving him the title the King of Mandopop, and is widely regarded as one of the best-selling artists in the Greater China area.
Yeah, releasing his debut album simply titled J in 2020. It wasn't an immediate success, but it was his second album, Fantasy, that was released in 2001, that really kickstarted his string of back-to-back wins with subsequent albums. Mm. In total, he has released 16 albums, with Common Jasmine Orange, Qi Li Xiang being one of his most successful, selling 2.6 million units in China alone, which was a figure that no other Chinese artist has ever achieved before.
That's right. November Chopin is his sixth album in his discography. It was released eons ago, November 2005, and it's an album nominated for two Golden Melody Awards, which is the Mandopop version of the Grammys. The album sees a continuation of Jay Chou's genre progression, blending in stuff like urban R&B, hip-hop, and also Chinese pop ballads.
Yeah, the album's title refers to Frédéric Chopin, of course, the 19th century Polish composer whom Jay Chou greatly admires. Jay Chou stated that he grew up learning Chopin's piano pieces, and the album presented a more mature side of Jay Chou with a focus on deeper topics such as grievance and public attention. And in November Chopin, it sees him fusing modern rock, contemporary R&B together with, you know, the more traditional side of Chinese music, finding a balance in incorporating both Western and Eastern concepts, combining Oriental and contemporary sounds.
That's for sure. Let's get into some music. A tune, the first track of November Chopin that saw him pull in 5 awards at the 12th Global Chinese Music Charts Awards Ceremony, and written by a famed Taiwanese lyricist and close collaborator to Jay Chou called Vincent Fang. On this next tune, he describes the pain of going through the passing of a lover, and Vincent Fang really flexes his lyrical muscles on this one quite profoundly, using metaphors in a poetic way to express a feeling of grief in this song. And actually, the melody in the chorus of this first track is actually based off one of Frédéric Chopin's piece of the same name, Nocturne.
This is new to me, but apparently many Chinese people, especially the young ones, know the name Chopin. For them, the name Chopin equals piano.
Yep.
And quite a few people in China are able to hum the tune of some of Chopin's masterpieces, though most of them may not be able to say what the exact name of those pieces are. But in reality, Chopin is one of only a few Western classical musicians which many Chinese people are actually familiar with. I did not know that.
Today I learned.
So let's head right into the first track of Jay Chou's sixth album, November's Chopin. Here's track one, Nocturne, Ye Qi, right here on Track by Track on BFM 89.9.
Oh, 我为你殷勤卖命在。 十八次不禁听什么的这森林，而我的眼睛没有思考动静，失去你泪水浑浊不清，失去你我连笑容都有阴影，放在这么近台的屋顶遭受我的伤心，深夜靠没有睡的枯井，我用精美的自信描绘后悔莫及的那爱情，为你弹这首伴的夜曲，记得我失去的爱情，
of November Chopin from Jay Chou. That was Blue Storm and 蓝色风暴. The sixth studio album from the Taiwanese singer, and honestly for a Mando pop tune, that track was pretty experimental, right? Kind of loud as well. A bit of turntable scratching happening with distorted guitars. Let's not forget his signature mumbo rapping that caused quite a debate, right, in the Mando pop world during that period of time, where critics couldn't really make out the words he was rapping about, and I'm sure they were in shock when mumble rap took over hip-hop a couple of years back, and right now it's a normal thing, for sure.
Yes, Jay Chou was a pioneer even since back then.
For sure.
This week, on Track by Track, myself, Off Nye Ting, and Daryl Ong are going through the album of Jay Chou, November's Chopin. Now, even though he is widely regarded as a lyricist himself, on this album in particular, he had a few regular collaborators that wrote the lyrics for most of the tracks that's found on this album. But the content and style is pretty unified, with his own personality and image covering a diverse range of topics and ideas. Which brings us to this next one, which some would consider as his, one of his best tunes and most recognizable ones in the Jay Chou catalogue, right?
Yeah, the lyrics is said to be written out like a traditional Chinese poem, showcasing the strength of, like often mentioned, the frequent collaborator Vincent Fang. Lyrics describe beauty and essence of a girl, hence the title, Hair Like Snow. In the Chinese context, snow represents the feeling of melancholy and fragile love.
Another example of his meddling of oriental sounds into a contemporary setting. This R&B piece has a heavy use of traditional Chinese instruments, including the pipa and yangqing. Let's head right into it. The third track from November's Chopin by Jay Chou. Here's Hair Like Snow, Fa Ru Shui, right here on Track by Track, BFM 89.9.
方向完美，你发如雪纷飞了眼泪，我等待苍老了谁，红尘追未寻的岁月，我永无悔，可永是爱你的美。
Black Sweater, 黑色毛衣, from his 6th album, November Chopin.
One of the deeper cuts in this album, I would say, that's a cult classic among many of his other more popular hits. And this one tells the story of someone being constantly reminded of the memories of the writer's ex-lover because of a black sweater.
She probably left that behind, right? This week on Track by Track, we are going track by track into Jay Chou's 6th studio album, November Chopin. And just a little bit of background, I guess, about Jay Chou. He's quite a storied character. In his early years, his mom's occupation as a teacher inspired him to, one, to get into music and as well be to be a music teacher. However, his life will forever change when his friend registered both their names in a talent show called Super New Talent King back in 98, where his friend sang and Jay Chou actually just played the piano.
Yeah, although they didn't make it through the audition, the host of the talent show, Jackie Wu, was impressed and saw something in Jay Chou. He then went on to hire Jay Chou as a composer to write songs for others and paired him with future frequent collaborator and lyricist Vincent Fang.
Yeah, the start of a close collaboration, right? Despite seeing himself as a songwriter for others, Jay Chou realized that the whole arsenal of songs that he wrote was rejected by others, so he decided to choose 10 of those tracks and released it on his debut album, Jay, back in the year 2000, which is the start of his journey to stardom.
It wasn't success right away. He had to grind to be where he is eventually.
Yep.
So on with the music, let's head right into track 5. Up next is one that references the famous Sun Tzu Art of War's military tactic used in ancient China of surrounding the enemy on all four sides. But in this track, Jay Chou is describing how he feels surrounded by tabloid media and paparazzi that seem to invade his personal life the more he tries to be private, which seems to be exceedingly tougher for the now Mandopop king as he ascends higher up the ladder with each new album. I guess there's a price to pay for fame. So here's track 5 from November's Chopin. It's Jay Chou with Beseech from All Sides, 四面楚歌, right here on Track by Track, BFM 89.9.
告诉他们，包括谁会过去的新闻，谁也舍得，是我留下来的。我帮他们写了歌，因为我没写过暴雨，但我只能等歌。我始终还是我，谁都改变不了我。虽然我只能很多弓箭在弦，剩下晚上爬的我。但我到了山顶上头，谁都伤不了我。这些弓箭手辛苦了你们提笔的手，我还是会把你们当朋友，因为我知道这是你们大家的工作，加油，要这苹果的狗虽然不是我的对手，还是可以成为我的狗啊。
心情清晰透明。
Leaf, Feng from Jay Chou is his sixth track from his sixth studio album, November's Chopin. And as far as Jay Chou's ballads go, that track is considered a hidden gem among diehard fans. Some would go on to call it a classic Jay Chou slow love song, which he, of course, would go on to craft many, many more in that format. This week on the program, myself, Darren, often you are going track by track into his album November Chopin and onto a next one with a really funny name for me.
Yeah, this track describes a love story around a cell phone during simpler times when, you know, cell phones had keypads, not just one big touch screen, No FaceTime or video calls yet, but we had the good old SMS.
Some would say the good old days.
Good old days, simpler times, although not one of his more recognizable tracks, but I think it's still a pretty easy listening trip down memory lane for most Jay Chou fans, so check it out. The one with the funny name, it's called Romantic Cell Phone by Jay Chou, 浪漫 Shou Ji, right here on Track by Track, BFM 89.9.
Just
89.9, you tune into Track by Track with Daryl and Othniel, and you just heard Against Me, Lin, the 8th track from Jay Chou's 6th studio album, November Chopin.
Yeah, despite the album title, right, the sound of this album is not by any means classical at all. Although Jay Chou grew up consuming and playing classical piano as a kid, and this was cultivated from a young age when his mum went against his abusive father's wishes and used their family savings to buy Jay Chou a piano and a cello when he was just 3 years old after noticing his talent in music. His mum also bought him a tape recorder when he was slightly older, which he brought with him everywhere, and that inspired him to get into recording music much later in life. Nothing like a mum's love.
For sure. You know, I always thought of Jay Chou as just a singer, but you know, while doing this show and while researching, he's actually a very proficient musician as well, isn't he?
Yeah.
This next track is a track I would describe as, quote, suitable for all ages, family friendly. This one differs greatly from the rap rock or his sad love songs. This one is a nice, sweet pop rock track with lightly overdriven electric guitars. Another one, of course, written by Vincent Fang and describes the sweetness of puppy love. This one's Malt Sugar, Mai Yao Tang from Jay Chou, right here on Track by Track, BFM 89.9.
And you're back on Track by Track with me, Ofnir Ting and Daryl Ong. This week, we are taking you through the sixth album of Jay Chou, November's Chopin.
That's right. Up next is a classic duet number, not just for this album, right, but for Jay Chou's overall discography. And it's a song that tells the tale of a girl caught in a love triangle between a rich guy and a poor guy. So cliche, but a deep sea choral reference he used here is a metaphor to describe something that's beautiful but might be dangerous at the same time too.
A then 17-year-old Lara Veronin, who happened to be Jay Chou's label mate, is featured in this track. She was a member of Taiwanese group Nantran Mama, which was formed under the mentorship of Jay Chou. Check it out, track 10 from November's Chopin. Here's Jay Chou featuring Lara Veronin with Coral Sea, Shan Wu Hai. On Track by Track, BFM 89.9.
悲伤又怎么平静纯白我的脸上沉重夹带淹没浅浅的无奈用唇语说你要离开心不在把难过无声般留下来
89.9, track by track, Darren Offney with you this evening, and that was Drifting, Piao Yi from Jay Chou from his sixth studio album, November's Chopin. And I guess this is another example, right? We talked about earlier in the show about the much debated mumble rap style that, we alluded to. This is considered as bonus tracks for the album. Actually, these two final tracks were made for the Initial D movie.
Acting was quite the unexpected move for not only Jay Chou fans, but people that knew Jay Chou as well. Even his high school teacher thought that Jay Chou showed very few emotions and was capable of only a handful of facial expressions. Of course, that was until he found the perfect role for him in Takumi, the lead character of Japanese manga about street racing called Initial D. And that role was perfect for him because, just like Jay Chou, Takumi was a character that is quiet and rarely shows expressions too.
Yeah, he did really well in Initial D, but it all went downhill after Green Hornet, in my opinion.
Ooh.
But his performance in Initial D would enable him to become the best newcomer actor in the Golden Horse Awards and the Hong Kong Film Awards. We're down to the last track of November Chopin by Jay Chou. But we'd love to hear from you. What's your favorite Jay Chou number from this album, November Chopin? Do tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Final track of the album, and this one is a pretty interesting one. The lyrics uses cars as a symbol of regrets in relationships, and this one, I guess, is not exactly the type of song you would think about when in relation to a Japanese racing car series, right?
You would think of like EDM or like fast electronic music, right? But no, it's a slow love song.
For sure. Which makes me think that Jay Chou actually wrote this song before Initial D was in the picture. And a bit of a personal experience here, I probably heard this for the first time when walking around Sungai Wang. So when I think of Jay Chou, I automatically think of this next one.
Pretty iconic. So this is a song that's sung in karaoke centers till this day, I'm pretty sure, even by non-Chinese speakers. So to round off this show, we are playing the last track from November's Chopin. It's the sixth album of Jay Chou. Join us again next week, same time, same place, on Track by Track with myself, Off Nitting, and Daryl Ong. Here's track 12 from November's Chopin, All the Way North, Yi Lu Xiang Pei from Jay Chow. Here's wishing you a prosperous Chinese New Year and a happy holidays right here on Track by Track, BFM 89.9.
Thank you.